Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's modified travel ban has been implemented with little immediate protest as immigration lawyers gathered at U.S. airports to aid travelers from six affected countries. Masa Filati is with the Council on American-Islamic Relations in Los Angeles.
These refugees across the world who are living in war-torn countries, who really, as a last resort, are trying to get to a country for safety, and now we're discriminating against them, and we're making their lives even more difficult. We want to stand up for their rights and for all the other individuals who are seeking visas, who are trying to get into the country from this Muslim-majority countries.
U.S. activated the new rules requiring visa applications from six majority Muslim nations to have a relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. to be admitted into the country. 120-day ban on refugees and yearly cap of 50,000 total refugees coming to the U.S. also went into effect. However, any refugee who can prove a relationship to a family member in the U.S. may be allowed entry. President Trump says the U.S. has run out of patience with North Korea. His comment came as he met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House. Mr. Trump and President Moon differ over exactly how to pressure the North into giving up its weapons program. Both leaders also have criticized certain aspects of their country's defense cooperation, but the two leaders did present a united front. UN General Assembly voted to cut $600 million from their nearly $8 billion annual peacekeeping budget. The move comes amid pressure from the Trump administration, which contributes more than a quarter of the department's annual budget. But the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for major UN reforms. This is VOA News. European Union has pledged to support Italy as it continues to admit thousands of migrants who are crossing every day from North Africa across the Mediterranean. That story now from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Most of the tens of thousands of people plucked from the Mediterranean this week have been taken to ports on the Italian coast. They are severely dehydrated, usually malnourished, and suffering from infections and skin diseases. Marcella Cray of Doctors Without Borders spoke to VOA via Skype from the group's rescue ship, Aquarius, as it disembarked over 1,000 migrants at the Italian port of Corigliano Calabro.
We also see the results of people actually being physically assaulted, sexually assaulted, tortured.
Italy's representative to the European Union has warned the situation is unsustainable and threatened to stop vessels of other countries from bringing migrants to its ports. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Brett McGurk, the U.S. envoy to the coalition fighting the Islamic State, has arrived in Turkey's capital. Latest efforts by Washington to calm mounting tensions involving key allies in the war against IS. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called for McGurk's removal and accuses him of being too close to the YPG Kurdish militia. Turkey's government accuses the YPG of being linked to the PKK, a Kurdish group waging an insurgency in Turkey. UN Refugee Agency warning renewed violence in Central African Republic is threatening thousands of civilian lives, forcing many to flee. It's been destroying villages and camps for displaced people. A doctor forced from a New York hospital because of sexual harassment accusations returned with an assault rifle that he had hidden under a lab coat. There, he shot seven people, killing one woman and leaving several doctors fighting for their lives. Bill de Blasio is New York's mayor.
Thank God this was not an act of terrorism. It's an isolated incident, workplace-related matter, but that makes it no less tragic or no less horrible.
In unrelated cases, the doctor pleaded guilty to unlawful imprisonment, a misdemeanor in 2004 after a 23-year-old woman told police that he grabbed her, lifted her up, carried her off, saying, "You're coming with me." He was arrested again in 2009 on a charge of unlawful surveillance after two women, different women, reported he was trying to look up their skirts with a mirror. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. And we have a lot to celebrate as the National Endowment for the Arts have just announced the 2018 Jazz Masters. NEA Jazz Masters are Diane Reeves, Joanne Brackeen, and guitarist Pat Metheny. Yes, the NEA Jazz Masters have just been announced, and in April of 2018, there'll be another wonderful gathering at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. to celebrate these wonderful musicians. Diane Reeves, the great vocalist, the wonderful pianist and educator Joanne Brackeen, and guitarist and composer and band leader and multi-award winner Pat Metheny. There's a lot to celebrate with their installment as NEA Jazz Masters, and that's what we'll do on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. But sadly, we must begin on a sadder note, but there still is a lot to celebrate in the life and times and career of a wonderful pianist, composer, band leader, award winner, and educator herself from Detroit, Jerry Allen. The wonderful pianist passed away on the 27th of June after her bout with cancer. Far too young at the age of 60 to pass away, but she left a wonderful musical legacy. And next week on Jazz America, I'll share a conversation I enjoyed with Jerry Allen over the years and lots of her wonderful music. Here's a taste of some of her work with an all-female band put together by the great drummer Terry Lynn Carrington. She and Jerry Allen were constant musical companions, as they were on this song from the album from 2011, Mosaic, an all-female aggregation. Jerry Allen wrote this song, and it's rightfully titled Unconditional Love. Jerry Allen will remember her fondly, now and next week here on VOA's Jazz America. newly named NEA Jazzmaster Joanne Brackeen with Haiti B from her album Aft. And Ms. Brackeen, who is 78 years old at the time she's being named an NEA Jazzmaster, has played in bands with esteemed leaders like Joe Henderson and Stan Getz, then became a leader of her own bands over the years. Many people have compared her style to the percussive style of McCoy Tyner, and she has certainly carved out her own place as one of the great pianists, rhythmic and sometimes avant-garde, but certainly in the pocket on what you just heard. And Joanne Brackeen has been a professor at Berklee College of Music in Boston and the New School in New York City as well. Congratulations to her. We'll give you more of her music later on here on Jazz America. As we celebrate the newly named NEA Jazz Masters, let's turn now to some conversation with the great vocalist Diane Reeves, and then we'll hear some music from her Grammy Award-winning release for Best Jazz Vocal Album in 2014, Beautiful Life.
Think about this right now. There is no more famous or more popular female jazz singer in the world today than you.
That's interesting. I don't know about that, but...
I think it's true.
Okay. All right, I'll take that.
And it takes a lot of hard work to get there.
Oh, yeah.
And once you do get to a place like that, and you've got some demands upon you, and I'm getting to one last question here.
Okay.
You know, I knew it was a long, hard day here. The sun's going down here in New York, and Diane's had a long day. But as soon as we started talking about this music, your eyes lit up and your smile was so bright, and you when you're talking music and thinking music, I think you're really alive. Do you think your life is like what you thought it would be at this point?
Oh, it's nothing like what I could have ever imagined. I think there are a lot of things I always tell people that I dreamed of, and they happened, and some haven't happened yet. But there are more things that I could have never imagined, and they've come into my life, and I've been ready for them, and they've been for me. And that is, to me, the beauty is that when you let go and you're yourself and you live the best life that you can live, you never know what's going to come your way. But when it does come your way, that you're really ready for it. And that's what it's been for me. And I really enjoy the life that I've been given.
And from the Grammy-winning album Beautiful Life, here's the song Tango, a Diane Reeves composition on Jazz America from VOA 1. The great keyboardist, vocalist, composer, and award winner in his own right, the cousin of NEA Jazz Master Diane Reeves, George Duke, with the song Positive Energy. It certainly was, wasn't it, from his album Dream On. And by the way, the song we heard preceding that from Diane Reeves' Grammy Award-winning work Beautiful Life featured her cousin George Duke on keyboards, and he produced much of her work over her wonderful career. More coming up in celebration of another of the new NEA Jazz Masters, Mr. Pat Metheny. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which is a pretty common message that I get from time to time in the last year or so, and it reads as follows. Hello, I'm an American, and I listen to your Jazz America program, or used to, on shortwave from Phnom Penh, Cambodia. The reception was usually pretty clear. I really enjoyed the music, but now I cannot hear it. I have to use Internet Cafe over here, so I need it quick and easy. How can I hear Jazz America? Thank you, Ted McCreary. Well, I wrote Ted back to say he could listen on the Moja Radio website. That's my own personal website with a full-time modern jazz radio channel. That's MOJARADIO, MojaRadio.com, and just click on the Voice of America logo and it'll take you to a page where you can listen to each week's Jazz America show anytime you like and read along as the show progresses to read the names of the artists, the songs, and the albums that you're listening to. Speaking of albums you're listening to, here's a brand new one. It's called Marseille, and that is the beautiful town in France that the legendary Ahmad Jamal loves so very much. So much so, he's returned there again to gain inspiration musically. And here is the title cut from Marseille, just out from Ahmad Jamal, who, by the way, on the 2nd of July, turns 87 years old. That's the interesting voice of Allison Adams Tucker from her album Wanderlust, with some beautiful wordless vocal on the Pat Metheny composition Better Days Ahead. That's a great way for us to lead into some conversation I've enjoyed with Pat Metheny. I've certainly had lots of fun conversing with him all over the world. Here's some of our conversation from the past, and then we'll hear one of his fabulous songs as this great guitarist, composer, bandleader, and award winner has just been named an NEA Jazz Master for 2018. Pat is a great musician and a great thinker. I ask him to expound upon the essence of great music.
It's that thing where it's universal, and at the same time it's specific to the instruments and the techniques, and at the same time it's regional, and at the same time it's of its time, and at the same time it's timeless. It sort of functions on every level, and the best jazz kind of has the capacity to do that because it's so in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That it's kind of like that thing of, like, if you can get a snapshot of a moment in time, you can, like, find the origin of the universe in it somehow. And sort of like jazz, when it's played well by people who really have the capacity to sort of conjure up those larger kinds of poetic images, I think can be a mechanism to sort of just view the past and the future in a way that you don't get in a lot of other art forms. Although I think it's something that, you know, I always resist a little bit this mythology, you know, jazz is America's only true contribution to the world, and,
please,
you know, and, you know, jazz, you know, this, that, and jazz, this, that. I mean, I kind of hate to go into that zone as enthusiastic as I am about jazz, because I feel like, you know, what we're really talking about is human beings addressing whatever thing they're addressing with a certain kind of commitment that allows them to manifest their energy of that commitment into this sort of nebulous, ether-like substance that is the grease that keeps humanity moving and keeps it's something like what love is, you know. It's this sort of X factor material that you can't really put your finger on, that sort of reminds us of what happens when you die and where you were before you were born. It's like all this stuff that I've even thought sometimes it's almost like a mistake, like the creator of all this, like, music got in there and was like, oh, that wasn't supposed to get in there. That, maybe that'll, then if they can hear that, then they'll know that there's this other stuff going on. It's like, okay, I messed that one up. Over here, I won't let that one get out, because then, you know.
You're speaking for the creator here, I think. I don't know, man.
Well, Pat Metheny certainly knows a lot about what makes great music, and proves it now with the title cut from his brilliant work with the Pat Metheny Group, The First Circle, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Jazz Master Pat Metheny with the late, great Jim Hall together on the song Lookin' Up. More with the new NEA Jazz Masters next hour.